Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio. Yes, 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 I'm back. I am so excited. Back with the premiere show of Brown Sugar Radio. It's your show host, lifestyle and abundance coach, Kim Bullock, and it's back in action, ready to serve, ready to just share with you how amazing today is, because we have a very, very special guest. And, you know, what's beautiful about today, not only is it the premiere show of Brown Sugar Radio, but we also are going to have an ambitious woman. I mean, look at that. We got a double, right, blessing. One, two in one is what I like to call it. Two in one. You know how passionate I am as an advocate of being an ambitious woman and just my brand and the tribe and just everything. And so the art of living with independent filmmaker Brittany Ann Demyan. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing that right. I'm going to ask her in a second, make sure I pronounce her name right. If I butchered it, girl, forgive me. But listen, let me tell you a little bit about this bad to the bone young lady. She's a phenomenal artist and independent filmmaker that's based in Connecticut. She has collected years of experience in art, photography, and film, and she has a powerful expression of creativity and imagination, which allows her the opportunity to showcase her brilliance and passion for life. She also has earned a bachelor's degree in fine arts with a concentration in photography and communication from Manhattan College in New York, honey. Yes, so I want you to put your hands together and welcome my ambitious woman guest for the evening, Brittany Ann Demyan. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
your last
being
name,
here.
Girlfriend. Did I butcher it?
No, not at all. You said it perfectly.
Saved by the bell, thank God. All right, so what a pleasure. You know, it's just so amazing to be able to have women that are like-minded and doing some phenomenal things in their life to connect. First of all, I want to take my hat off to you and tell you that you are truly an inspiration to me. I love when I see women that are moving and shaking and making some great things happen in the world. I can't wait to share your story tonight. And so before we move on, I want to give everyone the opportunity, those of you who are visiting us for the first time, please go ahead. You can join us in the chat. If you join us, you can go to www.brownsugarradio.com and visit us either chat, or you can call in at 319-527-6244 and listen live to the show tonight. Now, we're not going to open the phone line. This is the premiere show, and I want to make sure that I give my guests as much time as possible. Okay, so it's a little different than normally how we flow. However, what I'd like to express to you is that we're going to be very respectful and definitely know you being here means the world to me, and I want to say thank you for being here for myself, but more so for my guests. All right, so let's go ahead and find out more about you and just, you know, your journey, right, Brittany? How did you get started in photography? Let's start with that first.
Well, first off, thank you for having me on the show. And to answer your question, so I just always loved, like, seeing candid moments. Like, they were so special to me. And I just always wanted to remember them, just that sight, that vision. And I just wanted to capture it so I'd always have it. Because, you know, memories are one of the best things to me, and they can quickly fade. So by capturing it, it just meant everything. So
wow.
That's kind of what
that is awesome.
My...
yes. Wow, that is so awesome. Would you say that you had a fascination, like, from a young age with photos, you know, or did it kind of, as you maybe got into college, where did that interest start?
So I would say probably it started when I was around 10. In the beginning,
wow.
It wasn't the greatest, but it you know,
that's
slowly
okay.
developed through the years.
I love it.
You know, morphed away.
Wow, that is so amazing. Why do you believe in the power of artistry? You know, because as a photographer and, you know, then we're going to talk about you transitioning later into a filmmaker, but that is such a powerful form of art. You know, why do you believe in the power of artistry?
I believe in it because I think that art can make such a big difference. Just it can open your eyes, like your vision. Just being able to be creative is therapeutic, I think. It can inspire ideas. It can give just positive messages. I think just art is very powerful.
It is. Yes, it really is, you know. And when I look at photos, you know the old cliche, a picture's worth a thousand words, but it's true. It really is, right? I can look at a photo, right, of a young girl that's playing in the water or something like that. You can look at the same exact photo, and both of us can gain two totally different perspectives of that photo. That's why they say it's worth a thousand words, you know.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yes. I love that. So what would you say is the most beautiful thing about being a creator, right, when it comes to storytelling with your photos?
So I guess I would say being able to share a piece of, like, my vision, like what's running through my mind, because sometimes, like, you can't always articulate that in words. But when you can capture it and you see something so beautiful, then you can share that vision, that sight that gives you peace, and people can see it and relate, or, you know, get other inspirational ideas from it.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. And so then what's also fascinating about Brittany, ladies and gentlemen, is that not only is she a photographer, but she elevated her game and actually transitioned into becoming a filmmaker. Tell us about that journey, how you went from, okay, photography, right, at 10 years old, you're fascinated, right, with the photos. And then you said, you know, I'm going to take this one step further and become a filmmaker. How did that happen?
That's a great question. And it just kind of went along with my journey, where I first began as a portrait photographer, taking pics. Like, I really enjoyed candid photos, but they were portraits of people with beautiful backgrounds. And then it morphed its way from that to let me take a portrait that's unique of someone and attach it to what that person's silver lining is. And so it won't just be an image, but it will give an important message. And then from that, it kind of led into, let it not just be a photograph, but let me now tell their story of this silver lining of an emotion that could maybe make a difference, something that someone can relate to. And then,
wow.
Yeah.
So I love it. No, that's powerful. I love that, you know, what you just said, because when you look at a photo, like it certainly does have a message. The video just really helps to bring that message even more so to life, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Especially in this day and age, when you look at everything we have is, you know, about sending a powerful message, right, in some form or fashion, whether it's through social media or rather that is through, you know, you looking at maybe taking courses, just different ways that we can learn and grow. And so, which leads me to my next, what I found so, like, mind-blowing about you is you had the privilege of visiting Africa, right? Share yes. with us, how was that experience? I mean, girl, that's on my to-do list, honey. I don't do bucket lists now. I tell people, I'm planning to die. I don't do no bucket list, but I'm planning to live. So that's on my to-do list, is to visit Africa. Share with us, how was that?
Oh, my gosh. You should definitely go if you have the opportunity, because it was
girl,
incredible.
Yes.
Yeah, like, so just going there, the people were just so kind, and even though they didn't have much, it didn't matter. They just, their spirit, their energy, it was just incredible. And when I went there, actually one of the people on my, like in my documentary, Michael Walton, he was doing inspirational speaking when he was down there, to like at all these schools, and to see the way these kids reacted to him speaking was just incredible. They were like jumping over their desks to get to him. And the one of the messages in his story was see, believe, and achieve. And I think that message is so strong, and it just, you could see how it radiated through, you know, everywhere we went, showing that and seeing how genuine the people were. It was incredible.
That is phenomenal. And Michael is phenomenal too. We had him on again. We had him as a special guest years ago on Brown Sugar Radio. And so, wow, how awesome is that? And, you know, not very many people, let alone get to leave their state, but the country. So for you to be able to do that, I mean, that is just truly fascinating. What would you
Thank
say?
You.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, I feel blessed that I was able to do that. So definitely.
Right, yeah. Do you see yourself going back anytime soon?
I would love to. Definitely. There's so much there to capture. And also the plan is to have a center there as well, where people can go and do different forms of art. So it doesn't just have to be photography or film, but it would be any type of media, where it could be ceramics or painting, drawing. And the theme of every project would be what that person's silver lining is. And
wow.
Or even the journey through whatever they're dealing with. Goal would be, you know, to have a positive from every project.
That is awesome. That is truly awesome. I mean,
Thank you.
Know, to really see, yeah, on that level, you know, of artistry internationally, you know, translating. And what's also beautiful about photography and film, it's a universal language, right? Just like music is. So you can take a photo of, let's say, a rainbow, and every single person in the world can translate that. They know that's a rainbow. And they may say it in a different language, but they know that's a rainbow, and that the colors from that can give, you know, a happy feeling, right? When you see the beautiful clouds
yeah.
in the sky, or the stars and the moon, or whatever. Whatever you capture can bring an emotion out of a person, right? So amazing.
Absolutely.
So, Brittany, what was your favorite moment? What was your favorite moment, would you say, during filming, you know, when you actually, and I want to get into your project that you're doing in just a moment, but just ordinarily filming, right? Not a big deal, not something that is, you know, as passionate as the project you're working on now. What would you say, though, is your most, well, let me figure out how to word this, because originally I was thinking of your photography. So you know what? You can answer it for both, for pictures and for film, because I'm sure it's two maybe different emotions you may have, right? So I'm going to ask you, what
right.
was your favorite moment during photography, and then your favorite moment?
To be honest, I would say it was that moment when Michael was speaking, and all those kids, when I got to witness all those kids literally jumping over their desks to see him.
Wow.
Because of what he was saying. Like, that to me just was so powerful and so emotional.
Wow.
When I think of Africa, that's what I think of.
Yes. Yes. How inspirational. Mm-hmm.
Yes. How one person can really make such a difference.
Mm, and capturing that moment through film and photography.
Absolutely.
So what would you say brings you the greatest joy in serving your purpose and passion as a filmmaker and photographer?
What would I say gives my greatest purpose as a photographer, you said?
What gives you the greatest joy in serving your purpose as a filmmaker?
Just seeing people's reactions, if it really makes a difference, just
mm-hmm.
seeing their joy and seeing it, and the messages that it gives, if it can really make a difference, I would say.
Like looking at it on film, seeing how you're capturing those priceless moments. That's something else.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're aware of this or not. This past August, my husband recently passed away. And
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's been something, you know, I've been dealing with it. But what makes me think of what you do is we don't have my husband here anymore, right? He's not here to see his voice, his smile, you know, anything. But we have videos that we can watch still and photos that we can look at. And what you do is so meaningful. My husband also was a photographer and videographer, okay? And just this is why I resonate with you so well, because he captured so many moments. He was behind the camera. He actually has more photos of me and the kids. But the few that we do have of him, it feels good to hear his voice. It feels good to, you know what I'm saying, see his smile. And what you do, so I want to say it's legendary, because you also capture a part of history that we may never get back. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you in Africa and you're filming and, you know, you have Michael speaking and different things. Those are moments that are historic, that you're capturing and documenting. And so I just love the fact what you're doing is just so, so really, really important. Because without that, we wouldn't be able to have those memories that, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, you can have the memories. Let me rephrase that. But the videos and the photos help you to even cherish it that much more. Right?
Right.
So, if you had to share, you're welcome. If you had to share with an up-and-coming filmmaker that was 10 years younger than you, right, what would be the best advice that you would give them?
I would say just follow your heart. Like, if you see a moment that you want to capture, be in the moment, but, like, follow your heart. Because if you try to force an image when you're not really – feeling it or you're not really mentally there,
mm-hmm.
I think it might show a little bit. And it, like, there's nothing more beautiful than when you just see the genuinity in that photo or film or footage, because it's just so true to what you're feeling. So just follow your heart, I would say.
Mm-hmm. See, you're right, because, you know, I'm one of those people, my face will say it before my mouth does. So, if I'm upset, know about it. You know, you'll look at me and be like, okay, something wrong with Kim, you know. But, so you're right. I also remember there were a lot of times, Brittany, when my husband, we would shoot, rather for a magazine or rather it was for, you know, my book cover or whatever. And I would tell him, look, I have to get in the mood for you to shoot. Because I know my expression is going to be everything. Like, it's going to really set the tone for the whole shoot. So I would have to, like, you gonna laugh, but I would have to listen to, like, my favorite songs. I'd do jumping jacks and whatever I had to do to get myself, you know, ready. And my husband looking at me all crazy. I was like, listen, whatever I got to do. I mean, I would go up and down stairs just to really raise my vibration. You hear me? And so I get what you're saying. If you're not authentic, your camera's going to catch that, right?
Absolutely. It's, yeah, the same thing behind the camera. Like if you're feeling tired or you're just like your mind is somewhere else, like you can miss that moment.
That's so true, because you wouldn't be as enthusiastic, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it's funny, I never thought about behind the camera, but I guess because my husband was always excited to shoot. He was one of them photographers. I mean, he would shoot 3 and 4. He would shoot you until you was tired. You know, I'm like, look, I'm tired, I don't want to shoot no more. He's still ready to go. But for you, that is such a powerful moment you made, because I'm always thinking, okay, the subject in front of the camera needs to be right, because we're the one that's going to display the work, the artwork, right?
Right. But it's just as important behind, too.
Yes! You really made me think about that now. Just how the pictures will turn out, right, is what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Slow,
wow.
And, you know, there's like a tangent moment happening. Like, that moment is gone. Like, it doesn't come back.
Right! Oh, my goodness. Look at that, see? Didn't even think of that. Wow. Now you've helped me open up a new perspective about filmmaking and photography. Wow, wow. So what is your mission statement for your project, The Art to Living, right? The Power to the Human Mind. And I want you to tell us a little bit about that. I mean, this is just amazing, the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Again, that means so much. And the mission is, so the theme is all, like, what's your silver lining? So if you've been through an issue, like, what's the flip side? What's the positive? And a quote that I think really explains kind of everything is that, like, anything is possible. And that's what I think I hope that people will get when they go onto the website. Showing that there is an art to living, like there's an art to life and being happy and all of that, that anything is possible.
Wow. And you're getting ready to tour in 2021, high schools, and is it elementary also or is it just high school?
High schools, middle schools, and colleges.
And colleges, wow. That is so amazing. And why did you select that particular target market? Like, what's, you know, your heart leading for, to them?
I just think it could be an age that can really make a difference. You know, people are still finding their way. You're still very young. And you know, the goal is to, you know, get people on the right track and, you know, to make good choices and really make a difference. So anywhere that it could really count a lot is where I'm targeting.
Wow, I love that. And you're right, that is such an age where they're beginning to make some strong life choices on which direction they'll head, you know, especially right out of high school, you know, and most of them get their wings and fly and they're leaving the nest, you know, and so I think that's a really, really great target market that you selected because it's very influential. You know, I mean, just that age, you know, when you're leaving mom and dad and you might need a little more guidance and, you know, you're like, okay, I need somebody to kind of step in, you know, right? I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah. Awesome. You could be very vulnerable at that age because so many things going on.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So what do you want my viewers, you know, well, I would say, excuse me, your viewers, right, that are watching your film and my listeners who are hearing you right now to take away from this project, The Art to Living? What would be your main takeaway that you want them to gain from this?
I would say that anything is possible, like even your wildest dreams. I feel like that's happened to me before, and even when I didn't know it would be possible, like it did. Like, I have the most amazing job. I got my dream lake house. Like, so many little things, like things I didn't think were possible. Like, anything is truly possible.
Yes, I love it. They say the sky's the limit. I believe it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And just
beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And, yeah, just that there's a positive to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. You know, especially everything that we've been through in 2020. We need some light at the end of the rainbow, you know?
Absolutely.
And having someone that is inspiring that is a definitely win, you know, is a definite win. Okay, so I'd like to ask, what is your favorite quote before we close? And then I want you to provide, do you have any social media platforms where my listeners can follow you at?
I do. I have both. And to answer your first question, so one of my favorite quotes is, everybody dies, but not everyone lives. And to me, that's really powerful. Because you could just be living but not happy. So it just kind of sticks with the theme, as I stated before. Yeah, to me it's just a very deep quote. And to your second question, the platform is www.theart2living.com. And, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, beautiful. So make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you do show her some love. I mean, she's really doing some amazing things, and we want to help anyone that's doing something to change the world for the better, all right? I'd love for you to show her your support in any way that you can. Reach out to her on your website, is it?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And then definitely know that this is a project that's going to be launching in 2021. So you're still working on it currently, or are you just wrapping up the final filming for it?
So I'm just doing the finishing touches, and then it will be out there.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, it has definitely been a pleasure having you live on Brown Sugar Radio for our premiere show. And I'm just really excited and just so honored that you came on tonight. And the message that I gained from everything we discussed is basically anything you put your mind to, you can achieve it, right? And so thank you,
yeah,
for appearing on Brown Sugar Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are just now joining us, I do see we do have a few of live listeners on the phone lines. You can listen to the replay. We're going to go ahead and close the show for tonight, but definitely know you are welcome to hit that replay button. If you're just not chiming in, I know some of you might be at work or busy driving in traffic, whatever the case may be. That's why we have replay, all right? All right, everyone, good night.
Good night.